Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Like I said, this is a quick flyover, so we're just going to go to verse number 12. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand? Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand? Everybody take your hand and hold it like this. Cup it like this. This opening right here is called the hollow of your hand. Now, when you look at your hand, how much water do you think that you can put in there? Maybe a couple of tablespoons, and then it starts leaking out between your fingers. Did you know that the Bible or the scientists tell us that there are 326 quintillion gallons of water that covers the face of the earth? If you want to see what that looks like, it's 326 with 18 zeros after it. And right here in that one phrase, it says that God holds all of those waters in the hollow of his hand. 326 quintillion gallons of water. Now take your hand and spread it out like this. From the tip of your finger to the bottom of your wrist is called the breadth of your hand. Look what it says right here. And with the breadth of his hand has marked off the heavens. Estimates that are on the low side say that there are 10 septillion stars in our cosmos. Again, if you want to see that, that's 10 with 24 zeros following it. And all of those stars fit right here on God's hand. He holds them all right here on his hand. Look at one more phrase on here. Who has held the dust of the earth in a basket or weighed the mountains on the scale and the hills in a balance? Scientists estimate that our planet Earth weighs 1.3 octillion pounds, or that's a 13 followed by 29 zeros, and God carries that in his basket. He holds that in his basket. There's no other God that throughout history that has ever made claims like that. Every story of other gods has some sort of creation story for themselves. But the Bible opens with the words, God created. He existed before anything else existed. We might have, right now, you might have some pretty talented artisans that can make a sculpture or a painting or some beautiful artwork like this, but they start off with some kind of raw materials. The Latin phrase is ex nihilo. God created this universe ex nihilo, out of nothing. He created everything. When he said the words, they came, his words came into being. They became substance that we're living on right now, that we're breathing in our lungs, that is coursing through our veins. That is all the word of God that he spoke that and he created. And he can hold all of that because of how powerful that he is. Again, look at verse number 25. He asked the question again. To whom will you compare me? Or who is even my equal, says the Holy One. Like, just start to think of something that might be my equal, and you can't think of it. Lift up your eyes and look to the heavens. Who created all these? He who brings out the starry hosts, those 10 septillion stars, one by one, he calls them each by name. Because of his great power and his mighty strength, not one of them is missing. Because he is mighty God, not one of them is missing. Now, if he knows all of those stars by name, all 10 septillion of them, what would make you think that he doesn't know your name and know everything about you? In fact, the Bible even says how intimately he knows you, that this hand that can hold everything the way that it does, that your name is tattooed on his hand. That he knows how many hairs are on your head, that he's seen every one of the days of your life before they even came to be, that he knit you together in your mother's womb. That's how intimately he knows you. This is the God that knows you.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, go to craigtowens.com.